When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Amber and Lacey Show with a special guest. You'll be so happy you can't see how she's dressed.
Oh.
It's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. What I'm saying is Lacey's dressed poorly.
Why do I get mad every time you zing me? I know it's coming. I'll be like, oh, and I'm like,
You know, I'm going to zing you.
Listen, do I have toothpaste on my shirt? I do, but it was too late.
She's got it somehow in her armpit of her shirt.
Listen, I like to brush my teeth.
She's brushing them mugs hard.
Welcome to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show.
Yay. You want to know what this show is? Just like a really cute way for everybody to become best friends. Okay. So enjoy yourself as you listen to two sisters become enemies.
I like that, how your voice went down.
That would be a really fun show.
Who will win?
Who will win?
And who will lose? Not you, because you get to listen to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Joe.
Lacey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I know, because I'm here.
I'm doing great. Listen, we ate.
Yeah.
Had a lot of food.
Our friend came in, she cooked, and then we ate the food that she cooked, and it was a lot of food.
Guys, we had greens, we had mac and cheese.
Yeah.
We had yams.
We had four pies, but one of the pies I dropped on the floor.
Amber dropped three pies. A whole ass pie on the floor.
Fucking, can you believe that shit? And I had cooked it, so it flooped out of the oven. He just flooped onto the floor, man.
It was sad.
So we didn't have any apple pie this year.
And that's the only pie I eat.
Well, you could have ate it off and the floor.
I'm not that desperate. But she did. That pie got murdered.
It got murdered a little bit. I feel bad, but we ate a lot of food. And I feel heavier than I felt before the season started.
I sat down. The macaroni and cheese got finished first. So I was like, I'm just going to have a taste. I filled up a whole bowl. Yeah. Sat, ate the bowl, then had two more bowls, then couldn't eat anything else for a very long time. Everybody said, Lacey, are you okay? And I said, no, I'm not okay. Why didn't anyone stop me? No one loves me. No one said stop.
She really was
no,
feeling
I
it.
I was dying. I sat on the couch and just needed time for myself.
Yeah.
She Why didn't anyone stop me? You can't eat three bowls of black mac and cheese. I don't think you know what's in this stuff. 16 pounds of butter. You can't. And eight. We had like seven different cheeses. You can't do this.
It was a lot.
There was no reason. No. I said, I'm going to taste the mac and cheese because I wanted to eat everything at once. I said, I'm just going to taste it.
And man, she tasted it.
Three bowls later, could not move.
Now, that's the last of it that we're going to eat. Okay?
We're done.
Because now we're going to do a little bit better.
But listen, who preaching to me? What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Macaroni and cheese.
It's that good. Woman got up from a slumber. She broke her fast. with the macaroni and cheese.
It is really good.
It's good.
So I'm just going to have two more small bowls of it. And then we got to throw that out. We have to throw it out.
Just one more bowl today.
Oh my God.
Then we're going to the gym.
Then we're going to the gym. The gym starts today. Maybe we still eat a little bit of the macaroni and cheese.
Maybe we come back and carb load.
No. Once we come home, we got to throw it all out. Okay.
That's the plan. That food was delicious.
Man, it was good. But there's also greens. I ate a ton of greens. And that would be fine, but you put a lot of hot sauce in the mugs. The point of this is me and Lacey hurting, man.
We're hurting.
In pain.
We're hurting.
Beautiful pain. But you'll also be seeing us at the gym. Okay, so during this month, I was in LA, New York, Atlanta, the Bahamas, and one more place that I'm missing.
Then
in December, I'm going to be sitting down. Be sitting down over here, be sitting down over there. And that's it. Go to work a little bit, sit down there. Go into town, have a seat. Come upstate, sit down. That's all I'm doing. And going to the gym.
That part.
So
you have to.
When you see me in a month, I'll be physically much stronger than I am the second. Okay? So if you wanted to fight me now. And you'll win.
Because she's weak.
But in a month, I'll be too strong to get beat up.
Like a little thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that's everything. And I guess I gotta apologize in advance for Lacey. Just for her being here.
She's picking on me today.
I know.
More than usual.
I know.
But I'm okay. I'm strong.
What's my problem?
I'm strong.
Guys, you're really gonna love today's show. You wanna know why? Because Jordan Carlos is here and I love him so much.
We do love him.
Everyone loves him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who loves him the most?
Me. Me.
Hey, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to kiss you on the mouth. Wait.
Oh, too late. I said it.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place. This is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Hey, everybody, we are in for a treat because today we get to spend time with our friend and we cannot wait to introduce him. So we won't.
Oh.
He is a stand-up comedian, an actor, a writer who is known for making many people laugh their butts off. He has been sued so many times because people just be walking around assless. He hosts the acclaimed podcast Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan. He's just the best. Of Michelle and Jordan, he's Jordan. Welcome, Jordan Carlos.
Hello. Hey. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Lacey, Amber, so good to be here. First time caller, long time listener. You know, this is huge for me. This is big. It feels like I've reached a mecca almost. Like I, it's like people get to the Today Show and their poster. It's like the camera falls on them. It's like, oh, my God, this is great. We came all the way from Sheboygan for this.
We started at Sheboygan. Now we're here.
Yeah. Started from Sheboygan. Now we're here.
Now the whole team here.
The whole team's here. Oh.
Guys.
Jordan.
Yes.
What are all of your feelings today?
How am I feeling today?
What are all of your feelings?
Oh, what are all of my feelings today? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I sounded like Tigger right there. What are all of my feelings today? All of my feelings today are kind of, I'm trying not to get overwhelmed by the fact that I have a raspy voice today. I'm trying to go with it.
Embrace the sexiness.
Like I'm a Broadway actor that's like, you know, needs a rest. All of my feelings today I feel a little cautiously optimistic. I know that that will be trampled into 1,000 pieces soon. Just waiting for New York to do its magic. And because I woke up really early today.
Oh,
so I was like, you know what?
You woke up like
the
this.
World is an okay place.
Oh,
because I saw some dew on leaves. It's I'm in for a good crushing. what's the matter with me? But I still feel like a guarded optimism. Is that all right?
I think that's fine.
Okay.
I feel unabashed optimism 100% of the time. It's fine. Who cares?
And I just feel annoyed because I'm sitting next to Amber.
Hey!
Whoa!
Too much. Whoa.
My feelings.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be...
Little sisters.
Everyone feel bad for me.
This is like going to be a fun trip to Bountiful. Like, you know, you're sitting between the sisters. And like, I feel like it's a train trip. And who brought the what and didn't and forgot the this and that? I can't wait.
We should take a train trip. And that's real.
I'm the train trip. Lacey professional. The train trip. I love taking the train.
Really?
I love a train trip. Because she hates to fly.
Yeah. I used to take a train from Omaha, Nebraska to New York all the time.
The shit took 3 days.
They have
it
those?
It did not take 3 days.
It took 4 days.
It did not.
It took 8 days.
It's like a day and a half. It took 8 days.
What are you crossing? Where are you going?
It's like a day and a half.
It's a day and a half.
It really isn't. It's a day and a half.
Okay. Where does it stop?
You
Chicago?
Can run next to the train. It's that slow. It's going slow.
Train.
And there's 80 million stops.
Yeah.
Because you think, everybody's going to New York. No, they're not. They're stopping off everywhere.
Not the case.
So I guess there's 8 million stops.
Can I guess some of the stops?
Yeah.
Chicago?
Sure.
Yes, okay, definitely. Yes. Gary?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Sioux City?
Yes, there's a million Iowa stops.
Yeah, sure.
You're naming the big ones, but I mean, there's like everybody, we're in, you know, Dinwiddie.
Is that that's
you're
a
like,
place?
Where is this place? And this is what really gets me. They're like, everybody get off. Yeah. But we're going in 10 minutes. And they're like, and that terrifies me. I never get off the train and walk around ever.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to be the one like, hey, what's going on over there? Is that my train? Never. I never get off the train.
Yeah.
Is it kind somebody's of a more left. Intense version of those parties, those YMCA parties where they're like, if you boys leave, you can't come back in.
Yeah. It's that kind of feeling.
That's what it is.
What is that?
I'm not getting off the train.
Oh, you know. Okay. So when I was a kid, there were these parties, like tween parties. Teen parties, if you're like in the eighth grade. A lock in. Yeah. Absolutely. Like,
it is a lock in.
You can't come back. I'm like, okay, sir.
Mm-hmm. You can't go get alcohol.
No.
You can't go have sexual intercourse and come back in here. No way.
We this know is about a lock-ins. Yeah.
None of that. I would suggest the VSOEP rail if you're interested, Lacey, which goes through Scotland. And it's supposed to be really interesting. And there's bound to be like a murder on the train. And you can duck into somebody's like,
when
you know,
you're in
double
Europe,
white carriage car.
On the train.
And it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, they're coming for me. And that's how you like meet the person and they like stow you away. And that's North by Northwest. And that's great.
Yay. I love it. Yeah. I'm all for it.
I want that. Yeah. The murder part. I want to do a murder on a train.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I don't know if you want to do the murder on the train. I think you're going to be witness to it or clear your name. Right? That's fun.
He said clear your name.
Stab.
Oh, that's really personal. See the light go out in the
stabby
eyes. Okay. Kind of messy.
I just want to lock eyes with someone.
Okay. Fair. Jeez.
That's how desperate for intimacy I
become. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You see what I'm dealing with here, right? You see. Now you see. Baby sisters, what are you going to do?
I was the closest to him that anyone ever was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand. I kind of understand.
Guys, you're never going to believe this.
Say what?
You're never going to believe this.
I will
always
believe
you. On the Amber and Lacey and Amber show, we subject our guests to an expert quiz. We take the subject our guest is an expert on and we quiz them. If we win, we are the cutest. If our guest wins, they are the cutest.
Okay.
Jordan, we hear you know a lot about New York City.
We do. I do. We? What the fuck is the matter with me?
Who the fuck is we? Don't you blur your background out and talk about we?
No.
Who's in there?
Can I say something now? Can I say no? I honestly forgot what I was going to say.
But we do know about New York.
Sorry, wait. No, it was about the background. Okay, wait. Amber's making me lose my personality.
That's okay. Take a deep breath.
Your personality.
Ooh, why are you doing that to me?
What's back there, though? What do you have?
I'm going into the camera settings right now.
Because we're fine. We show
always show video. You can see. Preview dialogue when joining us. No, I don't need that. Audio share. Gym video. Where is it at?
Gym video.
Touch up my appearance. Okay. I'm about to crank this. I'm sorry, guys. I can't do anything about the background, but I can do something about my face.
That's fine.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you. Your producer's telling me what to do.
Great.
I'm ready for the quiz. I was probably just stalling for time because I was going over facts about Peter Stuyvesant in my head.
He's looking up Big Apple facts.
Yes, I am. Currently,
now we stop bothering on background.
Hold on. I'm not ready for my quiz yet.
Okay, first of all, I need to say this.
I'm ready.
Whoever invented this blur background, they're racist. Because look at our hair. It's like we're wearing bonnets. This is racism right here. Look at this. It doesn't understand. It's like, does not compute. What is an afro? What is this?
That is a white programmer.
Don't like it.
Doing his best out here for everybody.
We're back. It was bad.
It looks.
Also, everything that has happened this week, Lacey's leaned over to me and gone, that's racism.
It's not all racism, you guys.
It wasn't.
But it was mostly things that Amber did to me.
You know what? That's true. Well, sometimes it be your own people. One, two.
It be your own.
Racism is like glitter. You put the glue down on the page and then you throw glitter at it. And what sticks.
But the cab driver was real.
There you go.
Cab driver was real.
That's Elmer glue quality. Racism. It stuck.
This quiz is going to be administered by Noah.
Okay.
Noah, show yourself.
Excited, Noah.
Here I am.
And your true background. Perfect.
You have a great background. Really great background.
Great. Thank you.
There's dog. I don't want to give away where you are. I'm sorry.
That's fine. There's a lot of dogs.
We tell her address all the time.
Address. Oh, no.
333-55 Lake.
Stop doxing your producer, please.
That's where she, you
she
need
loves
to get all
strangers coming in.
I do.
I doubt it.
She loves it.
I'll make brownies.
Yay.
Good idea. First line of defense.
Here's some chocolate chip brownies.
Oh my God. Why am I so nervous for this quiz? But I'm ready.
You're going to love it.
Nervous. I'm going to win. I'm in New York now.
Jesus
so.
God.
Amber and Lisa, do you want to tell them the rules?
Yes. The rules are this.
say and do whatever you want, whenever you want.
Okay.
And we hand out points willy-nilly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with me. I am so academically competitive that I will answer and there will be no fun in this game at all. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try because my reputation is at stake.
You're going to do a great job.
My rep is on the fucking line here.
It is. This could make or break you.
Fire away.
Make or break.
Perfect. Let's get scared.
My inhaler is just out of reach. Please go ahead.
It'll be okay. Let's get this started. Because word on the street is, it's the greatest city in the world.
Okay.
It's time to test who knows the most about the Big
Hamilton.
Apple.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Your first question, it is multiple choice, but if you feel the urge to yell the answer, go ahead.
Okay.
Tom's Restaurant of television Seinfeld fame, Columbia University, and many of the exterior shots seen in television's Law and Order can all be found in what Manhattan neighborhood?
Oh, God, I know.
Upper West Side. Am I right? Upper West Side. That's what I choose.
Yes.
Jordan, go ahead.
Okay.
She's right.
What would you like to say? She's correct.
She's very right about that.
Lacey, did you want to answer?
Nah.
I mean, I'm going to say Upper West Side too, but is it just the first person to say the answer?
No, Jordan, it's not.
You're looking for rules. There are none.
It's really not. It's sometimes she'll read you multiple questions.
Best
you know?
Side.
Multiple answers.
Yes.
Okay. Lacey, would you like multiple choice options?
Nah.
Okay.
We're dealing with
two out of three. Ain't bad.
I'll jump in if I know something. I'll jump in.
All right. So, Jordan and Amber, you are correct.
Oh, my God.
Morningside Heights, which is located in the extreme upper west side of Manhattan, bordering Harlem to the east.
Okay.
Is the neighborhood.
Okay. Yes.
Yay.
I know it. I know. I used to live there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just a bit of facts about me. 113th Street. I lived at the East Campus Towers at Columbia. Didn't go to Columbia. Met a nice girl. We had a good summer together. She dumped me.
Oh.
Anyway, it's fine. I was a rebound and I delivered food for a restaurant called Nacho Mama's. Never eat there. Don't do that to yourself.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're getting all the. This should be in the quiz.
Yeah.
I think that's worth a point.
Do you
that's
not worth
in New York. That's worth a point, Jordan. That's a that's Jordan a gets point? An extra point.
Right,
we give extra points for facts. You get an extra point for that.
Okay, thank you. Oh my God.
You're already ahead of the
it was a, it was a really it was a stressful time for me.
You deserve an extra point.
All right. Can you guess how much it cost to cross the Verrazano Bridge when it opened in 1964? And how much does it cost today?
Exactly the same. $1.75.
it cost probably a nickel to cross at the beginning. And then now I know it costs $13 or so because I have the very distinct honor of living right across the Verrazano Bridge.
Oh,
yeah, that's great.
Oh,
that sucks a butt. Amber, what would you like to say? $13.
Straits of Verrazano are beautiful. I don't know what you're talking
$13
about.
$13 just to show up. But no, that sucks, man. That sucks. First of all, I would have said it cost $16 today. I'm just being honest. That's what I would have said. Fair. And then I would have said it cost 2 cents.
2 cents.
Wait, it went?
In 1964, that's when it first opened.
Oh, in 1964, it cost 50 cents.
Okay, well, Amber, I think you get this one because it was 50 cents when it first opened.
Wait, I live in the shadow of the Verrazano Bridge.
Well,
what
I'm
part
not,
of I live in this?
I'm not sure about the fare
we
today
both
because
got half of the question.
I
right.
got $11.19 because now they charge you each way. They used to charge you one way.
Right.
But now they charge you both ways.
Both ways? For what?
Ooh,
to go to be,
that's
to be
right.
in Staten Island?
To go visit Jordan Carlos.
Of course.
You know what?
Yes.
You know what?
Are they stuck?
I need to talk to this Verrazano guy.
Well, the chief architect, his name was Othmar Ammann. He designed a total of 6 New York City bridges. He designed the George Washington Bridge.
Yes.
The Bayonne.
Mm-hmm.
Triborough.
Right.
Bronx Whitestone.
Okay.
Throg's Neck and
Heard
the Verrazano.
Oh, that's
he did a good job mostly.
He's like 6 bridges doing the gritty in his house.
Bridges, bridges.
That's
many,
right.
many people died building my bridges.
I could just see him gritty, do the gritty near his little architecture table and stuff like that. Yeah, you know what it is. Like 6 bridges. I got What is it? When you do SNL five times, you get the robe. Yeah. He got the six bridge robe. You know what it is.
Six bridges robe.
It's in the Pantheon.
I like it.
He's in the Pantheon. That's beautiful. I'm you know what? I'm not even mad I didn't know that. I learned some things.
Good.
Yes.
You did a good job.
Okay.
Lacey, it's up to you now. You're the future. Yeah.
Thank you.
Lacey, you're going to get this next question right. I have a feeling.
You're going to get it. I got this. I got it.
Is this true or false? The Chariot is a famous Upper West Side building, and it was home to Lauren Bacall, John Lennon, Gilda Radner, and Judy Garland. Is it true?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Sure. That's not the name of it. Just say false.
I also say false.
I'm going to say false. Yes.
I'm going to say false.
Yes, for you.
Thank you. What's the answer?
You're
Noah?
All correct. It is false.
Yay.
Does anyone know the name?
You freaking person.
The muskrat.
I know Strawberry Fields is right beside it. It's called the Dakota.
Yes. My goodness.
I love my brain sometimes.
Honest.
I love my brain sometimes.
The Dakota has been the home of many famous celebrities, but is infamously remembered as the location.
Yes.
Of John Lennon's murder.
Oh.
Wow.
I was going to say, let's move to the Dakota, but now I don't want to move there. It's bad juju.
It's not. That's fake news, first of all. Thank you. Yeah.
Yay.
Oh.
Wow.
It is considered one of the five top tier apartment buildings on Central Park West.
Even still?
Great bathrooms. Bathroom game. Okay. Legit.
I like bathroom.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I like cheating. I'm glad I got that right.
Good job.
That was fun.
I'm really glad. It feels like a team effort now. Like,
yeah,
we're trying to bring you into this big bad city. Like, what's good? You know?
We're a family.
Yeah.
Though I do like to beat Amber. I don't like it when they have the same amount of... And this is true.
Oh, no.
Well, good, because you ain't got shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you gotta get
back yourself.
And so it begins.
Yeah.
We're back. We're back to being enemies.
Jeez. How long did that fragile truce last?
It's like 3 seconds.
3 seconds. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Now we're back.
Jesus.
All right. Lacey.
Yes.
Multiple choice here.
I'm gonna get this. Okay, multiple choice. I got it.
What year was Brooklyn incorporated into New York City?
What?
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Was it A, 1898, B, 1902, C, 1945, or D, 1780?
It's gotta be 1898.
All right.
1898. It's gotta be. Someone's eyes.
Tell me.
Jordan, what do you think?
Well, I think that if you try to help Lacey cheat, she could fumble it. And that's what happened right there.
My eyes. This is what it is, guys.
Yeah.
I'm old and I can't see.
Okay. Do you need progressive lenses?
Man, I need new eyes. I looked at it and I said, is that say 1862?
But that was being heard, right? Like, she told us that. She was...
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, and I can't remember anything, guys.
It's a whole other sense.
Cue cards.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this kind of stuff blows my hair back. I love this stuff. Mm. The amalgamation of 1898 is a cornerstone, an amazing moment, because Brooklyn was, of course, America's first, suburb. Hello. Come on, guys.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And so the amalgamation of those two great powerhouses at the time, Brooklyn and New York, you know, together.
Yeah.
United, of course, in the bridge, and then it's a beautiful union, if you will, of two great cultural epicenters. Now, yes, please, is that right?
Well, let's see what Amber has to say.
I say also 1898 because that's what everyone else said and enjoyed the total whole fucking story about it.
It's got to be true,
mm-hmm. And he was right.
Oh God,
he's right
because they weren't ready in 1862. They weren't ready.
They weren't.
No.
They didn't. No.
They didn't have their shit together.
Walt Whitman was just...
Still talking about slavery.
He didn't have a leaf. Not even one leaf of grass was ready. And so that was it. You know? That's it, y'all. He's the only writer I know from Brooklyn. Please continue.
Okay. Don Vito Corleone is a character in this movie set in New York. And please answer this Jeopardy style.
We will never answer anything Jeopardy style.
Yes,
we always say that. And then we get to babbling, and then the answer has never been in the form of a question.
where
have
is,
you noticed that?
Yeah, we're bad.
Every time we answer, I go, oh,
I this
forgot.
Time we're doing it.
But are this time, what is the correct way to do it?
Okay. Don Vito Corleone is a character in this movie that is set in New York.
Where, what is Goodfellas?
What is The Godfather?
Where is The Godfather?
Where is?
Well,
Carmen Sandiego? In the form of a question. You didn't say what kind.
PNS.
Where is The Godfather? Where is he?
So
Godfather.
It was Lacey and Jordan that got that one correct because it is The Godfather.
Yes.
I said Goodfellas because all those movies is the same.
Well... they're very male. They're about violence.
They're not
people had it coming.
Some drugs. There's some shooting. Mm.
There's not even
good
any
style,
fun
great music.
There's a lot of pasta. There's a lot of good food in there.
Good
trying to like it right there. Every time you see that, you want to eat some, drink some wine, and have some pasta.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Yes. No notes. Yep.
Okay. We just have a few more questions.
Oh my
You're
God.
Gonna like this one because it's about trains.
I think I'm winning.
It's about trains.
Hey.
Oh,
trains. Bring it.
Lacey, you have a shot.
Bring it.
We're gonna do
when
it.
Was the New York subway system first inaugurated? Want the years?
Yes.
Some multiple choice options.
Yes,
please.
Definitely.
Okay. Was it A in 1887, B 1904, C 1909, or D 1923?
I'm going to stop you right there. I have to ask if we're talking about elevated trains, the old IRT elevated, you know, the ones that went across 18th Street, 2nd Avenue, things like that. Or are we talking about subterranean travel here? What are we talking about here?
I'll wait. You tell
I'll
me.
Fucking wait.
We did not delve that far into the facts.
It's just the first train. When did the first train start moving along
and
rails?
That's what I'm asking
the
first. You.
That's all you need
all right,
to know.
So subway train?
Yes.
So, yeah. I think feels it's the
like
subway.
1904.
The subway system was first inaugurated.
I'm going to say 1904 as well.
You
that's
both
what I
say
feel
1904.
In my heart.
Then I say 1923.
Well, Amber, you should have gone with the crowd because it was 1904. That's correct.
Yay!
Yes.
I will good. Never
the mayor was on hand. He took the first trip at the old downtown station. All members of the important elite circle were on hand. Astor, Vanderploof, Bigglesbutt. They were all there.
That is what it was. Can you imagine? There's just men in hats with cane and full ass suits.
Yeah.
Women with big old bustles.
Yes.
Ascots. Parasols. Mm-hmm. That was on the subway.
Yes.
And I was just like wieners.
Hors d'oeuvres.
You can see a wiener if you want on the train. You can see it.
You can. And it stinks.
Oysters stinks. Rockefeller
it
on the subway.
So bad.
Yeah.
Jordan, do you take the subway? Do you still take the subway?
I said still. Yes, like, till this very day. I like to mix with the hoi polloi. I take the subway, sure. I've done my bid.
Do you take it every week?
I've done my bid, but I take it all the time. I like to think I've done a bid because I've seen wild stuff. I've fought with someone on the subway.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Reenact it right now.
And,
do it.
Well, okay. I was wearing headphones and... in my defense, and these two ladies who kind of reminded me of like relatives, they could be my aunts, were fighting. One was only in a muumuu, and the other one was like this kind of like, I had a real like, she was a teacher vibe. So I was like, okay, let me stop this. I was like, you know, sisters, please, da 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 da. And then unbeknownst to me, one of them hit me in the head with a rotisserie chicken. And then she took off all her clothes. And jumped on me and rolled on the floor with me. And that's how I met my wife. No, and that's... yeah, that was real. And I was just coming back from an open mic and I was like, you know what? It's not worth none of it's worth
Jordan.
It.
And that's what you get for interjecting into a subway fight. Because you should have just let them. They would tell you to talk to them.
I'm telling two old right. women to stop fighting.
If I see a man and two men chit-chatting, I'm going to walk off.
Yeah, you go on.
You thought you could solve world
peace. I didn't know, but I was trying to stop. I was
yes.
trying to
make and I'm
peace.
Sorry, we give professional advice and that was your fault.
Yes.
Let your them fault. Fight that out. That's none of your business.
A chicken, though.
None of your business.
She wielded it like a battle axe. And
wow.
Yeah.
Why did she take off her clothes? What was underneath her clothes?
I mean, I think you're bringing logic into all this, and I think that's your first mistake.
There obviously was something.
It was
I
just,
need to hear she was wearing a bra and underwear. That's what I need
nope,
you to say.
Nope, 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 we just cut straight to the hors d'oeuvres. It was like she just jumped on top of me, wrestled around, and then, woo, Lacey, you're going to learn about this. An Arizona iced tea bottle full of something that wasn't iced tea came my way. And so then I had to roll with it that way. And then we finally pulled into 34th Street, and I was like, I'm out. And then I pushed her off, and I ran like the Dickens, and that was it. And I huffed and puffed.
And burned your clothes? Did you burn your clothes?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
She didn't have scarlet fever. It was fine.
You don't know that. It was like, I did a test. She was clean. She
had scarlet fever.
You don't know. We did not eradicate scarlet fever.
We didn't eradicate scarlet fever yet?
No, my daughter used to get scarlet fever all the time. Scarlet fever is the beginning of strep throat. It's strep throat without the symptoms.
Okay.
Because the doctor said that to me, and I go, Scarlet. I said, isn't that a Little House on the Prairie? First thing I said to them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like to talk to the Velveteen Rabbit before I make some kind of like assumption like that. Ooh, remember the Velveteen Rabbit got burned up.
Man, that was a good show.
Burned it up.
God. But yeah, stop breaking up fights on the subway.
I never did that again for the rest of my life. I will never insert myself. I will never play peacemaker. I will end the cards that they follow where they may. That's what I say on the subway. You know, I'm not going to hurt you, but I don't have to save you. It's like, that's right. That's what I often say to people.
He said, this is my fault. We're sorry we blamed you.
It was a delight.
You tried to help. I'm not sorry. You were wrong.
What do you mean I was wrong? I'm not trying to be right.
You bet. You bet.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I was wrong. It was wrong of me to do that thing. It was wrong of me to come do this woman and her chicken. It was wrong.
Look, and you went back. You went back to the...
I didn't
know that happened to me. I would never, ever ride on the subway. I don't ride on the subway.
You wouldn't ride on the subway after that?
I definitely wouldn't do it. No.
You would miss the mariachis. Okay. You would miss Showtime if you did that.
No.
You would miss, why is this car empty except for this one guy? You would miss some of the greatest entertainment on earth. You missed Subway Breakup.
Nothing about the subway makes me want to get on it. And Amber took me a few times and it stinks.
Yeah,
Amber,
but that's an
acquired... Amber, do you smell that? Amber's like, I'm nose blind. I don't care. I'm on the subway.
Yeah.
But then after all, she was like, Lacey, why are you telling me this? It stinks so bad. It
stinks so bad. You forget.
You know what? You know what it is, Lacey? You just haven't had your first subway fire. And when you have your first subway fire...
Is it romantic? What is it? The way
Subway. I just want you to throw your arm around it, not put your head around it. You know, like that's what it is. You need a moment. Mm. Like we had a subway fire. This young man had thrown a basketball at the subway. And of course, the basketball exploded and got, I don't know what happened, but they were saying somebody threw a basketball at the subway and then it caught on fire. I was like, how is that even possible? And yet here we are. The front is like smoking. And you know what? People just get out like it's just like, well, it's Thursday. Such is life. I'll never get home.
My favorite, we have to keep taking this quiz book.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
my favorite
is
when there's a rat on the subway. Then we're all the same person.
What you
going
to do?
Everybody's screaming. No. Everybody's jumping. And it is the funniest shit.
How do you get on there?
He's the conductor.
He lives down there.
No.
How did we get to his house?
Yes. I don't want that.
The subway is his home.
I don't want. And you guys, you got to look through it through my eyes. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Where we're walking around free.
Free.
We're not, we're no one is within 5 feet of us.
There's no rats in Nebraska. It's a no rat zone.
I'm not saying a no rat zone, but it's a no rat zone. You're not seeing rats. You're not walking down the street and seeing a rat.
No.
You got to go into the wilderness or something. I don't know.
I think
we're not doing
these
that.
Are Norwegian rats. Okay. And we need to be sensitive at a time when immigration is a big topic. Okay. And let these rats do them. Okay.
He's let these rats be great.
They ain't hurting nobody. They didn't ask for this life. Okay. And I'm just saying.
You were wrong and you were right.
No.
And we're sorry.
It's not right.
It's true. He's right.
What's the next question?
Not for the subway. Can't do it. All right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So not doing it.
Let's carry on.
They came to this land looking for a new life.
They came to this land.
Okay, this will be the final question. I think in the spirit of Pizza Rat.
Okay.
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 Pizza Rat, what's up?
All right. True or false? The first pizzeria in the United States in New York City.
False? True.
It's false.
Oh my gosh. The only one to get this correct was Lacey.
God!
Whoa.
Breaking the tie with really Amber to come in second place. I'll say who came in first place after I read this little factoid. It was Lombardi's, located on 32nd Street on the corner of Mott Street in Nolita neighborhood in the borough of Manhattan. Lombardi is credited with developing New York style pizza and the first pizzeria in the United States.
That guy owes me money.
I think I've been
there. This is insane.
We can get it from him.
Wow. We'll get it from him. We'll get it from today.
Please do. Okay.
You'll know who you're dealing with.
I'm not wearing nothing under this moo-moo.
Hey, can you just get some little...
When Amber wears her moo-moo and she's ready to fight, there's nothing under there. Nothing you can do. It's nothing. It could have been Amber who jumped on your back.
Up. You can't catch me.
I'm not going to talk to you.
She's all slicked up.
All slicked up.
It could have been Amber, but
it could have been Amber. Let's not go there because I want to embarrass my sister.
It could have been.
Could have been Amber.
I really don't want it to be Amber.
I would have never wasted a chicken upside someone's head.
Is that something?
He yelling at me and I'm holding a chicken. We're just going to have to work it out.
Amber loves her rotisserie chicken, and you're right. She would not have used it as a weapon. So I don't think it was Amber.
No,
I think it was supposed to be like a shot across the bow. And I have a big head. And so it gets pulled into the orbit, and that's what happened.
You might be related to us. You might be related to us.
Yeah. You might be our long lost cousin.
We got big heads over here.
Big heads.
Yeah, for sure.
We got five heads over here.
Five heads.
Not four heads. We got five heads.
Yeah, got five heads. I got a little one coming out here. What is this? I got a little ingrown something here.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, buddy. I'm like, dude, go to the tree line. Go up. You know? What is that?
Jordan, you have the perfect head to be crowned the winner of this quiz.
Oh my God.
Yay! Yay!
You knew it was going to happen. Oh, he's crying.
Oh, it's emotional.
Oh. And that is your prize.
That's something my pigeon. You already my prize. Your it's pigeon. My sub pigeon. This is my
guy. My gosh, we do have to start doing that.
We've got to start
and reach
prizes.
To your left or right. And the first thing you grab
is your prize.
Is your prize.
We planted it in your home before.
If you really want
in many cases, years ago.
This was being given away at my office for free.
What is it?
It's just called Rim. I don't know. Should I drink this? I don't think so.
I think you know where it came from.
Put it away.
And I don't like that.
No, we're not doing it.
Yuck.
I don't know.
Guys, there's more fun on the way because when we come back, we're going to put on our thinking caps and help some people in distress.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Have you made the switch to NYX? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from NYX. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from NYX are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact...
There's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
We're back. Jordan, we know that you're also an expert at giving people life advice every week. So we were wondering if you'd like to help some people who reached out to our show looking to solve the puzzle that is called life.
Bring it.
Are you ready?
I and Michelle. God, why am I talking like I'm in the 17th century? Michelle and I often are the court of last resort. And I would be happy to help your internet friends.
Great.
On the all road right. of life. Yeah.
We got some voicemails from some friends, and here goes one of them. Here we go.
Hi, this is Danny. I listen every week, and for some reason, I cannot think of a gift to get my boyfriend for his birthday.
Okay.
He likes Korean barbecue, Fortnite, and dogs. No, Lacey, I'm not getting him a dog. And Amber, I won't get him a gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. But I'd love to pick your brains for some other ideas. What should I get him?
Well, Danny, what the fuck do you want? A dog. Get him a dog, Danny. Do you want him to stay in your life?
He wants to go to the
Cheesecake Factory. Get that man a great day.
Get him a Cheesecake Factory. Okay,
that's what I'm going through. I'm sorry. Danny, I'm sorry I raised my voice. My nostrils.
Wow, that was
I didn't mean that.
That's intense.
I
didn't mean that.
I love yelling. Danny, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you, Danny.
Should I?
That's a great question, though.
Dang,
go ahead. I'm sorry. This is about you.
Should I? I think barbecue gift certificate. See what I'm saying? Okay. See what I'm saying?
A certificate to Korean barbecue. That's,
that's very
idea.
Specific. You've got to give that to him.
North Korean barbecue, which is, menu is very short, very small.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm telling.
I haven't brought to you on the back
tell.
Of a dog.
Please don't.
I'm not telling.
It's a good
Let
bit.
An adult
it's a good
up.
Bit. It's a fun bit. It's no one gets it hurt. It's a good bit. It's a despotic
a job.
Country. It'll never get back to anybody. Don't do that, please. Okay?
I'm telling.
Never get back to anyone. It'll never
We're
get back.
Telling like, them.
Kim Jong
We're telling
Un,
North Korea.
Kim Jong Il.
Yeah. We're telling him.
He could get Kim Jong Il on me, and I don't want that. Okay? So just.
Sorry.
Just. It was a joke.
Amber's call. Oh, hey, Amber's calling?
Yes.
Who are you calling? Dennis Rodman?
Jordan Carlos. He lives in New
address.
York City.
I do not.
333
I
Firefly Lane. Goodbye.
I live
Amber's
on the Verizon.
Amber's favorite address to say is 333 Firefly Lane.
Oh, my God.
I hope that's not your address.
It's the cutest
Did you
address.
Tell them what window I'm in? Please
yeah,
don't
did.
Do that.
There's a drone outside your
oh
house right
God.
Now.
So
we're getting a good shot of
oh
it.
Oh, my so. God. My dog's in
That's
there.
That's what we do.
My dog's in there.
Oh, your dog's in there? Abort.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Abort. It's so cute. Can't die.
But okay. We care about dogs.
This is what I think you should get him. And I'm very serious.
Yes.
A sweater with the pictures of dogs on it. That's got
to
be something,
As
right?
you put it on your dog to bring to him.
I think
a dog wearing a dog sweater.
I think that is great. I think all the dogs represented. What about a Fortnite sweater? You know, like a fun Fortnite sweater could be fun because he's into Fortnite. And you could do his and his Fortnite sweaters. And then you could have fun that way.
His and his.
You know?
That's a good idea. First of all, we have to say Danny's pretty lucky. This guy likes Fortnite. Korean barbecue and dogs. That's a great guy. It's a perfect guy.
Yeah.
He found it. You found him.
His catch.
You found the perfect guy.
When somebody puts that in your hand, you close your hand.
You close your hand.
Yeah.
And then you shake it up.
Never, ever let go.
All right. We're moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
To the next conundrum.
Okay.
Hi, Amber and Lacey. It's Paloma.
Hey.
My question for you all is how do you move on after being broken up with?
Oh, come on now.
It's interesting because I can see how we are not compatible and I am glad that we are broken up. However, I'm still hung up a little bit on him. Ugh, terrible. I know. But I am. So if you guys have any thoughts, any suggestions of what might help, I would greatly appreciate it.
Mm.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Paloma.
Wow.
That was the scariest one. Listen, I'm going to go first.
Oh,
please.
There's no magic pill. There's no set time. Don't let somebody tell you. It's been 3 months. Don't let anybody tell you that because everyone's different. So put your lip gloss on like this.
Oh, okay.
Get yourself ready. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My lips were chapped.
I don't have my gloss.
Give yourself time. Now, if they are a terrible person and they're toxic and they're not good for you, you got to also have a support system that's going to call you and be like, leave that fool alone. You got to be checking in with people.
Let me tell you something. When people end things with me, I'm a tattoo that doesn't wear off too easy. So they got to come. You're laughing. laughter, I see. Well.
Are you saying you're...
My advice to you is to do what hordes of other women have done when they've been with me. They just find somebody within days.
And get on that dating app.
They find somebody within days. I would say you might go on a solo trip. That might be fun. Solo trips can be fun or with a friend. And if you do go on a solo trip, when you go eat at restaurants and whatnot, there are really fun cities like Montreal. You could go eat really great dining cities. Eat at the bar, not at the table. You eat at the bar, you're probably going to find other solo travelers and charming bartenders, and you could have a conversation. So that's one way to do it. Also, do something you've never done before. Cooking class, yoga, weightlifting, running, wake up early just because, that kind of stuff. Or just, you know, pick up a book in the library. Just a book, a like good fiction, something that'll take you away and make you escape a little bit can be helpful. Never been dumped.
That's all good advice.
Don't know how
that
to help
was
you.
Some really good advice.
Thank you.
That's pretty great. My advice is what Jordan said. Except
thank you.
Pretend I said it.
What?
Okay. So Jordan technically said nothing. Goodbye.
Whoa. So you liked my idea, except for the fact that you didn't come up with it?
Yeah.
She'll steal your idea.
That was the only missing part?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good job.
Why?
You did a good job.
Why is that always? Why do I love people like that in my life? Go ahead.
That was beautiful.
It was.
Are there more of these? That's all we got? Just two? Okay. We did a good job today.
We did good things.
Okay. Oh, wait, there are other questions.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant just...
Okay, here's a question.
Universe?
Why... Someone wrote in and said, why is Lacey so stupid?
Stop it. No. Someone wrote in and said, why does Amber stink so bad?
Someone wrote in and said, where is that from?
Why was it, a voicemail?
It was Amber. Hey, everybody, this is Tony from Texas. I'm calling in to find out why Lacey's so dumb for... Thanks for your answer in advance.
Oh my God. Is this the regression podcast? Is this what you guys...
It's all me and Amber do all day.
Regression is all we do.
We have never progressed. We have stayed here.
Amber like put gum on your seat. She's bad. She's just a little baby. Playing pranks.
Wow. What was the worst prank that Amber ever did to you? Did she do something to Lacey?
Amber's not a big pranker.
No, I don't like that.
We do... We're bad. We're just bad.
Are you
a teeny bit bad?
This is like equal opportunity. Both of you do this to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lacey
all the time.
Bad. And then I'm also
but
bad.
When we were little, we did not do this. Amber was the baby.
I'm the baby. You can't mess with the baby.
On my hip. She's just a cute little thing.
Well, perhaps it's like...
And then I grew teeth.
You know, if I may, with my siblings, I have two. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll take their attention negative or positive. Sounds like a good night, good day for a fight. And we go, you know, or we have a nice cold war for a little while. And then it's like, I love you, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The difference is I don't love Lacey.
What?
Okay, what's the next?
And guys, that's racism.
That felt like a hate crime for real. What in the black on black is happening? All you got is you.
Because
we got.
We all you got. Black to black. That's what you should be. Have her back. Oh my God, I feel like crying.
Huh. Don't do that.
Lacey, what do you think of New York? What's your favorite neighborhood so far? You've just moved here.
My favorite neighborhood? I do like...
That's out of luck.
I do like to be in the city. So when we're in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of like, you know, at like 30 Rock. I like to go into all those little stores, and Amber wants none of that.
No.
But I do like to go into those stores and see what's in there and shop, because we have Walmart.
That's right.
We have Walmart and TJ Maxx in Omaha. So let me go and see all these stores and leave me alone. Let me walk around for a little bit. They don't have anything like this.
Okay.
She's right.
Technically, that's not really like a neighborhood. I mean, it's a neighborhood, but it's not really where people live.
Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen.
That's right.
You like Hell's Kitchen. Kitchen.
She likes Hell's
Kitchen. We're always in Hell's Kitchen. We're always in Hell's Kitchen. And I know that.
Because we're always eating.
We're always eating in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, good. Ninth Avenue and all that.
Yeah. And then we got to go see Broadway show and then go eat in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's usually where we're at.
I love it. So. I love it. You're cultured. What you're trying to say is that you're a cultured people.
Yeah, I am.
We're cultured.
Except for Amber, who only wants to eat chicken fingers. I need a New York friend to go to real restaurants.
I'm not going to eat food.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Amber, what'd you eat last night?
Chicken fingers. See?
Thank you.
Chicken fingers are
everyone, I'm here with a toddler. I'm trapped with a toddler.
Help.
Who will not get seafood. Okay.
Ew.
She won't do it.
Yeah, we're so too smelly. I think we're a little too close to the ocean for seafood. You know what I'm saying? Help. Like, come on.
Too close? No.
This thing was alive today. This is crazy. Yuck.
I love that.
That's disgusting.
I love it.
Wait, why only chicken fingers? Do you like to do that thing where it's like you want to taste everybody's different chicken fingers to gauge which is the greatest chicken
finger? I'm just a bad eater. I don't want to eat. I don't want to find new food.
Okay. By the time Amber was born, my parents didn't care. They're like, what does the baby want to eat? Amber's over there heating up chicken fingers and eating mac and cheese.
I can eat whatever.
She didn't care.
I want.
And she wasn't forced. We were forced to try everything. No one cared. By the time Amber came along, they were done.
Yeah.
Fifth child, eat what you want.
Eat what you want.
This is so interesting. My son is the same way. He's 6 years old. He doesn't like anything. He loves chicken fingers. What is the most exquisite chicken finger you've ever had, though? Doigt de Pouillet, have you ever had?
I guess I love gin. Gin has, and they're probably not called chicken fingers. They're probably called chicken tenders. Okay. But you know that Korean fried chicken, but then it's chicken tenders and not fried chicken or wings, and that, because that like weird crispy where it's like all like cornflakes and shit.
Yes.
I love it. But the real answer is KFC. Guys, one last question. Any tips for gracefully handling nosy aunties who want to know my relationship status at every family reunion?
Oh, God. Oh, dear me.
Well, Lacey and I wouldn't know anything about being nosy aunties.
We are not nosy aunties at all.
You're not?
Who are you dating? Let me see a picture. Does he have a job?
Put him on the phone.
Why didn't he come?
Who is he?
He didn't come.
Who does he think he is?
Can we FaceTime him now? FaceTime him. Leroy, why aren't you here?
Are you guys like the petty PIs? Is that what's going on?
Petty Betty squad.
Right here. I love it. The nosy auntie detective squad.
We can't answer this question because we would be hurting ourselves. We don't want to stop.
I feel like you should, if you want to end all conversation about relationships, just answer honestly. And then ask them about theirs. And then the conversation will cease.
Burn.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's like, just be like, I was with somebody. I ghosted them. I don't feel good about it. I tried to get with somebody else and they ghosted me. And I know that you and Uncle Roscoe don't sleep in the same bed.
Yep.
So where's that sweet potato pie?
Mind your own business. Yeah.
Yeah. Mind your own damn business. I feel like sometimes just like, don't they love this? A lot of people are just vultures for like, you know, inside knowledge and rumor. And it's just that it's nobody's business but yours, your journey is.
But just be careful. Disagree. Be careful because auntie can take that moo-moo off.
Keep your moves on, aunties. Please.
And everybody's fighting.
We're gonna fight you.
We're fighting.
Don't throw a house shoe at me, please. Please. Oh my God. You know.
Ooh, we're terrible. Look, they just want to get in your business because being in your business is fun.
That means we love you.
Just means they love
everything.
So talk to them about what you want to gossip about. Go, well, I'm not seeing anybody but this girl at work wore a see-through shirt. Buddy,
I'm in. We can talk about that.
Who the fuck was that? What is happening?
Make something she did up.
What?
Make a scandal up and they'll run away.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll go to that scandal.
Just give them the thing they want. Yeah. It doesn't have to be your relationship. Just give them a little something to chew on.
You are so good. That is so true.
Mm-hmm. Is it just
Mom start asking us questions? You make up something juicy?
You don't have to make it up. Something juicy happened for sure. No.
Just give them a cat toy. Give them something to bobble about between their paws.
Should definitely give them a cat toy.
Oh, good.
Or point to your earring and go, he told me this is real diamonds. Do you think it's real? And then just let them go to town. We'll be talking about that for a month. Guys, and that's that. That is what people call a podcast. Okay, today we learned a lot. We helped a lot of people.
Oh my God.
You want to know why? Because of Jordan. You guys should keep up with Jordan by following him on Instagram at Jordan Carlos Official.
Yes.
Jordan, do you have any parting words for people who are listening?
Parting words for people that are listening? Stay cautiously optimistic. You got this. And what else? You can find me on Instagram. You could find me on my podcast, Adulting. You could also, I'm on First Wives Club, which leapt ahead of The Crown today on Netflix, which is like,
I did it. You're welcome.
Thank you for just, and by the way, folks, you don't even have to like this show that I wrote on and acted in. Just hit play. Leave your house, leave your room, let your cats watch it. It's great cat viewing. Teach your cat when it says, are you still watching? Yeah. Are you still watching? Just yes, hit the space bar. Please,
to teach your
God,
cat
Jesus.
It's very easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good idea. Guys, yay. That's Jordan Carlos. He's our best friend.
That's me.
And we love him so bad. You should follow him and you should follow us at Amber Ruffin and at Lacey Lamar 1. And you know what? If you want to get all of our episodes ad-free, you should become a Diamond subscriber. And if you like what you heard, say something nice and rate and review us. Okay? Also, we love you.
We do.
Sexually.
What is this? What am I walking to?
Bye.
Bye.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.